William Shakespeare, Hamlet, about 1600. The story. When Hamlet's father, the king of Denmark, dies suddenly, Hamlet's mother, Gertrude, marries the dead king's brother, Clodius, who takes the throne. Hamlet meets his father's ghost, who tells him that he was murdered by Clodius. Hamlet decides to take revenge for his death. Hamlet pretends to be mad and rejects the love of Ophelia, the daughter of the king's counselor, Polonius. In order to prove that his father was murdered, he asks a group of actors to perform a play about a similar fratricide, called The Murder of Gonzago, in front of Clodius to see his reaction. This has been defined as a play within the play. During the murder scene, Clodius goes out of the room in apparently guilty fury. Hamlet then accuses his mother of having betrayed his father's memory by marrying Clodius. During this scene, he hears a noise behind the curtain and kills the intruder, thinking it is Clodius, when it is in fact Polonius. Hamlet is then sent to England by the king, who wants to have him executed there, but Hamlet manages to escape and to return to Denmark. During Hamlet's absence, Ophelia, driven mad by Hamlet's rejection of her and by her father's death, drowns herself. Returning from France, her brother Laertes decides to avenge his father's and sister's death. Clodius arranges a duel between the two and gives Laertes a poisoned sword. But his plan fails, and both Hamlet and Laertes are fatally wounded by the same sword. At the play's tragic end, Gertrude drinks a poisoned drink intended for her son, and Hamlet kills his uncle, Clodius, before he dies too. Sources. In its origins, Hamlet is a revenge story which dates back to the early Middle Ages. Its main non-dramatic source is Historia Danica by the Danish historian Saxo Grammaticus, and the free translation of Saxo into French by François de Belforest, Histoire Tragique. But Shakespeare also had another source. A revenge play of the same name already existed and was probably a lost play by the Renaissance dramatist Thomas Kyd, who was also a friend of Marlowe. Themes. However, Hamlet is much more than a tragedy of revenge. Among the other themes explored in the play are the meaning of action, power, honor, justice, doubt, death, the restoration of order, the nature of human beings, and the nature of the good ruler. A recurrent motif in Hamlet is the idea that interior evil and disease can be concealed under the false appearance of a healthy exterior. Something is rotten in the state of Denmark. The soldier Marcellus reminds us in the first act, in the fifth scene. The specific cause of contamination is poison. The poison with which Clodius has supposedly killed Hamlet's father, the poison in the play within the play, the two poisons with which Clodius and Laertes plan to kill Hamlet, and which at the end of the play will kill Hamlet, Laertes, the queen and the king. However, poison might also represent the forces of evil in general which contaminate human nature and society. The relationship between appearance and reality, which as we have seen is typical of much Renaissance literary production, is probably best exemplified in the play within the play. What does it actually tell us about appearance and reality? Paradoxically, it's through a performance that the truth becomes evident. It's through fiction that reality is revealed. This has the effect of a Chinese box or matryoshka structure of performances. Inside the main play there is another play, and the actors of Hamlet become the audience of the murder of Gonzago. One of the most relevant ideas to a modern reading of the play is the complex figure of Hamlet himself, who is one of the first truly modern characters in literature. Hamlet is a figure who is radically isolated, cut off both from society and from any kind of religious or moral certainty. The question of how he should act, therefore, becomes a question only he can answer. It can be argued that Hamlet is the first character in literature who possesses full self-consciousness. In his soliloquies, as the critic Harold Bloom notes, Hamlet melancholically teaches us how to speak to ourselves. With Hamlet, Shakespeare invents a character who is free to decide for himself, but his actions provoke a chain of tragic consequences which are beyond his control, leading to the deaths of nearly everyone in the play. But finally, both Hamlet and the audience are forced to ask themselves whether what he did was right or wrong, destroying a human community in the name of filial loyalty and a higher, abstract idea of justice.